Hey everyone, welcome back to Astrophysica's podcast, where we deep dive into topics of astronomy and astrophysics. Myself, Krishna Bhulchandani, and I have with me Shweta Ramkumar. Hi, Shweta.
Hi, Krishna. Hi, guys.
So guys, today we're going to talk about Albert Einstein's greatest brainchild, and that is the theory of relativity. It has changed our understanding of space and time. So, Shweta, what is relativity?
Yeah, so what is relativity, if you ask me? I think it is, like, simply put, it is just the notion that laws of physics are the same everywhere. So we here on Earth obey the same laws of light and gravity as, say, someone in far off corner of the universe.
Totally right. And the universality of physics means that history is permanent, and different viewers will see the timing and spacing events differently. But for us, as a million years may just be a blink of eye for someone flying in a high speed rocket or falling into a black hole, right? It's all relative.
Yeah, that is very right. But I think we have, like, if you want to characterize or categorize, we can say there are two types of relativity, right? We have special and general relativity. So if we take a look at special relativity first, Einstein's theory, like I said, is divided into these categories, and special relativity came first. And this is based on the fact that speed of light is constant for everyone. This may seem very simple, but it has a very far-reaching consequence. Isn't it, Krishna?
Yeah, exactly. And Einstein came to this conclusion in 1905 after experimental evidence showed that the speed of light didn't change as the Earth swung around the Sun. So this result was surprising to physicists because speed of most other things depend on what direction the observer is moving. So if you drive your car alongside the railroad track, the train coming at you will seem to be moving much faster than if you turned around and followed it in the same direction.
Yeah. And Einstein said that all observers will measure the speed of light to be 186,000 miles per second, no matter how fast and what direction they're moving. So this maxim prompted the comedian Stephen Wright to ask this question. So if you're in a spaceship that is traveling at the speed of light and you turn on the headlights, does anything happen? That's an interesting. What do you think would be the answer, Krishna?
I guess headlight turns on normally, but only from the perspective of someone inside the spaceship. For someone standing outside watching the ship fly by, the headlights do not appear to turn on. Light comes out, but it's traveling at the same speed of spaceship. Right?
Yeah, that's right. Like, if you think about it, it's a bit trippy. But these contradictory versions arise because rulers and clocks, which are the things that mark time and space, are not the same for different observers. If the speed of light is to be held constant, as Einstein said, then space and time cannot be absolute. They must be subjective.
Exactly. And for instance, a 100-foot-long spaceship traveling at around 99.99% the speed of light will appear 1 foot long to a stationary observer, but it will remain its normal length for those on board.
And perhaps even weirder, time passes slower than faster one goes. Say, if a twin rides in the speeding spaceship to some distant star and then comes back, she will be younger than her sister who stayed on the Earth.
Yeah, and mass too depends on the speed. So faster an object moves, the more massive it becomes. So in fact, no spaceship can ever reach 100% of speed of light because its mass would grow to infinity.
Oh yeah, that makes sense, because this relationship between mass and speed is often expressed as a relationship between mass and energy. The famous equation that all of us know, E equals mc square, where E is the energy, m is mass, and c, as usual, is the speed of light. But now that we've seen special relativity, I think it's also important to take a look at general relativity. Einstein, he wasn't done upsetting our understanding of time and space, because he went on to generalize his theory by including acceleration. And he found that this distorted the shape of time and space.
Yeah. And let's take the same example. Imagine the spaceship speed up by firing its thruster. So those onward will stick to the ground just as if they were on Earth. But Einstein claimed that the force we call gravity is indistinguishable from being in an accelerating ship.
Yes, this by itself was not so revolutionary, but when Einstein worked out the complex math, and let's be, we have to give him credits, it took him 10 years to work it out. He discovered that space and time are curved near a massive object. The equations of general relativity predict a number of phenomena, many of which have been confirmed, such as gravitational lensing, which is bending of light around massive objects. We have what is known as perihelion precession, which is nothing but a slow evolution in the orbit of our planet Mercury. And then we have gravitational waves, which are nothing but ripples in space-time fabric caused by cosmic smash-ups. And the existence of black holes, of course, that trap everything, including light.
Yeah, and this wrapping of space-time around a black hole is more intense than anywhere else. So if a spacefaring twin fell into a black hole, she would be stretched out like a spaghetti. Luckily for her, it would be all over in a few seconds, but for her sister on Earth, she would never see its end, watching her poor sister inching incrementally towards the black hole over the edge of universe. That's sad.
That's a very gruesome image. Yeah, you're right. But the main difference between GTR and STR is that GTR is related to gravity and acceleration, whereas special relativity is related to speed and time. While GTR shows the relation between the observer and acceleration, STR shows the relation between the observer and constant speed when in motion.
Exactly. So what does this relativity do for us? It provides us with a cosmological framework from which to decipher the universe. It allows us to fathom celestial mechanics, predict the existence of black holes, and chart the distances of our universe.
Yeah, that's right. That's it for today's episode, guys. I hope you guys learned something about Einstein and relativity. So, see you again next episode.
Bye-bye.